It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
So Joe Burrow has been on fire lately, averaging 390 yards in his last four games, as the Bengals are now one win away from their first Super Bowl since the late 80s. Wow, amazing when you think of it that way. Shannon, we just saw Patrick Mahomes outduel Josh Allen in a classic QB duel to get to this AFC title game. So how close is Burrow to being in that elite class of QBs with Mahomes?
Well, he ain't close to being in the Mahomes class. I think he's a very good
Okay.
You know, advertising on me.
Yeah. They don't pay you a nickel. Everybody else does, right?
You know what I'm saying? I can't get no advertising for $3 off me.
Yeah, right.
Skip, Joe Burrow is fabulous. He's young. He's up and coming. I love what I'm seeing for this kid. The kid is better than I thought he would be, poised beyond his years. But he's not in my homeboy class. Skip, Mahomes is off to the best start of anybody in their career. First 4 years, Skip. He's one win away from his third Super Bowl in 4 years. He's an MVP, Super Bowl MVP. He's 50-13 in his career, 8-2 in playoffs, all at the age of 26. You do realize Joe Burrow is only a year younger than Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. He has four conference championship games. That's the same number as Troy Aikman and Steve Young. That's more than Brees and Marino. Here's something that you're going to find really, like, wow. Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes have the same number of regular season losses, 13. The difference is Patrick Mahomes has 50 wins. Joe Burrow has 12. One guy is 50-13. The other guy is 12-13. And you know what you said, Skip? Ooh, Patrick Mahomes is really turning the ball over. He's a turnover machine. Joe Burrow had more interceptions this season than Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow is... He's there, but he ain't my homeboy. Mm. My homeboy is on a stage. Oh, he's by himself. Mm. He's right here by himself. The throws that he can make, the arm angles in which he can throw the ball, the platforms in which he can throw the ball from. Skip, did you know? Make sure I got this right, Skip. I got to pull this up right quick. The Chiefs are 3-1 in playoffs with Patrick Mahomes when the in-game win probability dips below 5%. He's 3-1. That's since 2018. The rest of the NFL, 1-38. Mm. So when all hope is lost, oh my goodness, we done. Whew. Call it. My homeboys, I got this. Mm. I got this. Joe Burrow, there's a lot of guys, Burrow and Herbert, but that guy, 15-1-5, is Kel's calling with that red. Mm. He on level by himself, Skip. Ain't nobody there with him. Ain't nobody there with him. Joe Burrow is good. He ain't that.
Mm. Yeah. The Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp sitting across from me picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win it all this year, but bailed on the bandwagon sometime like a third of the way into the season because you saw some struggle in their quarterback and their defense.
That defense got me concerned.
Yep. But the quarterback was struggling. Mm-hmm. He was, I'm not going to say he was declining, he was just in a slump, if we can go Dak Prescott. He just wasn't right.
Right.
He was starting to fall off a little bit because he was trying to do too many things. He was trying to be a living Harlem Globetrotter of the National Football League, too many behind the back, between the legs type passes. And it wasn't working. And I watched my team go up there with my defense and hold him to 19 points at home. And it should have been enough for us to win that game. And we scored 9.
Because
my quarterback had it 12 times and scored 3 field goals. Way to go.
Dak Prescott going to beat Patrick Mahomes. In what lifetime?
Shannon Sharp, I'm here to tell you are missing the boat on Joe Burrow.
No.
We first saw it coming in his final year at LSU when he dominated college football in ways I've never seen any quarterback dominate college football.
I agree.
And that included Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma or Kyler Murray at Oklahoma.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the most extraordinary season, both statistically and eye-testingly, that I've ever seen.
Yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, yeah, nothing was close.
Did he have a track team of receivers? He did.
Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson.
They were pretty
good. Clyde
Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, he had them. Okay, we got it. But he did that.
Yes.
So I'm here to open your eyes to the fact that let's just take the last five games. I know it's a small sample size. And obviously, he went number one overall to the team with the worst record. So
right.
He went to a bad situation that he has very quickly, after his knee injury, turned completely around to where they're a force and a threat. And I don't think they're going to go quietly.
Oh, they're not.
Arrowhead.
It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah. Last five games, Joe Burrow has completed 75% of his passes, thrown for an average of 344 a game with 11 touchdowns to one interception. He led the NFL this year, completing 70% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
He led the NFL this year in yards per attempt.
They throw it down the field.
8.9. He also led the NFL in sacks, getting sacked. And he got sacked 9 times at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. This is extraordinary. I've never seen this before in all my years.
No.
9 times you went down, yet, wait a second, you still completed 28 of 37 for, wait a second, 348 yards? Mm-hmm. So clearly, he never got happy feet.
Yeah, they don't rattle him.
He never went in the tank. He never started to see ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
He kept fighting.
He did.
And throwing and making throws that won a game against a team that I did not think he could beat. Because I thought Tennessee at home with 2 games at home, I thought they were a lock.
Yeah, but what happened? The guy that you had, you never liked Ryan Tannehill.
And it unfortunately for the Titans, it came down to one throw from Ryan Tannehill that got picked. And then if we could see the one throw that Burrow then made, this is for the game. This is for the walk-off field goal. And here he goes, and he finds, guess who?
Jamar Chase.
And hits him right in the number one.
22 man, like a trail
there
technique.
There it is, this trail.
I mean, that's what you,
that's
I mean,
Jack,
you, Skip.
Jack Rabbit.
Well, you got, Skip, you don't let him inside. He don't let him inside. The guy runs the sail route on you.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do about that.
He got you, and Joe Burrow saw it, read it, and executed it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's got an Elway cannon, but he's got a Brady-esque kind of arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's starting, if anybody has some Brady going on right now, it's this kid. Because he's not the most athletic. He's not as athletic as certainly Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, who's much more athletic than I give him credit for because he's such a big, like, stout kid, he can run.
This is how we do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a draft right now. You have a draft right now. All 32 quarterbacks. Who going first, Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes?
Well, am I picking?
Any general manager picking.
Go ahead.
I know you're going to pick because you don't want to give my homeboy credit because he done put foots in Brady. But Skip, that guy.
Put foots in Brady?
Whoa,
wait a second. Mm-hmm. AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
They got robbed.
Oh, they got robbed.
Then they got the ball back. You got to let them touch the ball. What happened to that?
Tom Brady converted 3 straight 3rd and 10.
Hold on.
In overtime.
Hold on, time out.
What?
You in that committee that everybody needs to touch the ball in overtime. I ain't hear you say that. You just said that Monday that Josh Allen should have touched the ball. That was the same situation Patrick Mahomes.
I said in that case, but I still like the rule the way it is.
But here's
if you can't keep him from going 75 yards.
But how did we even get to overtime?
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes.
He was
great.
I told you that was the best game he played. Times 10 all year. I didn't see him play like that all year.
Skip, the man won the MVP. The man was 50 touchdowns with 10 interceptions and 5,000 yards. You talking about that was the best game?
The best game this year?
Oh, you talking about Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Skip, here's the thing. He had to learn that everybody plays him one way. They play shell coverage too. Mm. Make you take your time, get down the field.
Mm.
And this was really the first time that he said, you know what? A turnover dooms us. A turnover gets us because it gives Buffalo an extra possession.
Mm.
And it gives, and we're not going to be able to make this up.
Okay.
So he understood that. Skip, I'm not saying Joe Burrow is legit.
Mm.
That's what Skip, remember we talked about it Monday. This up-and-comer, Burrow and him and Herbert. All these young guys coming up. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. But that's the kingdom. That's
okay.
The dog.
Shannon Sharp. It's just about a month ago that Kansas City went to Cincinnati.
Yes.
And Joe Burrow went 30 of 39 for 446.
Yes.
446, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Fairly recently, your Ravens, and I know they were having some problems, and they finally fired Wink Martindale.
Yes.
But they went to Cincinnati and they watched him throw for 525 and four touchdowns and no interceptions. Now back to my favorite website, your Bible, Pro Football Focus, for the whole year, this year,
right,
the whole 2021 season. Guess who graded out number one in the league? Number one, not Tom Brady, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They have him number one overall. They said Brady is far and away the MVP of the year over Aaron Rodgers. But and so they gave Brady first team all pro, but second team all pro was Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Best graded quarterback for the year was Joe Burrow.
Joey B special.
Mm-hmm.
He's special, Skip. He's very special.
So what I love about this kid, and he's still a kid, I love his moxie. I love his savvy. I love his feel for the game. He's got a little bit of that quirky sort of Brady genius for reading it, seeing it, and getting rid of it.
Right.
I still don't get the sacks because that's not Brady-esque.
No, but it's given his offensive line. Why a lot of people thought they should get a pass protector, Penei Sewell, and put him as far as Ja'Marr Chase. But it's like, nah, we need people to score the ball. Hey Joe. But, Skip, at some point in time, you can't allow your quarterback to get hit that many times.
Well,
something bad. Skip, remember, that's how he got hurt last year. His rookie year.
His coordinator said about him, he doesn't mind the physicality part of playing football, which is unique to Joe. It's what makes him pretty special.
Okay.
Because you want to talk about physicality, it's not the way you live a long time in this
exactly.
league. But still, to be able to get knocked down nine times and keep getting up and beat Tennessee at Tennessee is pretty special.
He's right? special. And that's why I'm saying your guy.
Okay, something cocky about him. There's something brash about him. He's saying that, hey, I know Arrowhead's loud. You know Arrowhead's
yes,
loud.
Yes, very.
But he's saying, I played in the SEC, and those stadiums are at least as loud as Arrowhead.
Yeah, you're right.
He's right about
Alabama,
that.
Alabama, Georgia, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, 80,000 screaming, 90,000, yes. But Skip, the one thing that he didn't have to go up against in those stadiums is Pat Mahomes.
Mm.
My homeboy, legit.
Mm.
He is.
Well, I watched Mahomes a lot in college, and I didn't really see this. I watched him one night against Baker Mayfield. And
you saw him throw for 800 yards,
yeah,
right?
And so did Baker. And Baker won the game.
Nah, Joe Mixon ran for 200. The other guy ran for 200. But Pat Mahomes by himself.
Mm.
What guy from Texas Tech played in the NFL that played with my homeboy?
Mm.
I know a lot of guys with Joe Burrow that played in it, that's playing on Sunday. They got one that's going to win Rookie of the Year. Ja'Marr Chase is going
to
win Rookie of the Year.
Thanks you can
make
Burrow.
You can make a case that Justin Jefferson could have won it last year.
I just have a feeling right here, right now, I'll go on the record, that long-term Joe Burrow will wind up a little more special than Patrick Mahomes.
Skip, you crazy.
Mm-mm.
Now, stop it.
That's interesting.
I'm starting it.
He's going to be more special than Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let this play out and see where it goes, right?
You'll be shaming
yourself.
Like
Burrow, he has arrogance, but approachability at the same time. It kind of works for him. This is just the beginning for both these QBs, so good news for us. We got a lot to look forward to.
No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
February 6th, a storied venue that's seen everything has never seen anything like this. NASCAR comes to the Los Angeles Coliseum for the very first Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum Sunday, February 6th, only on Fox. So the biggest item on the Lakers' agenda as the trade deadline approaches is if they'll keep Russell Westbrook. According to a report, even though Houston could be willing to trade John Wall for the former MVP, LA is reluctant to move the 33-year-old guard after giving away so much to acquire him. So, Shannon, are the Lakers making the right decision?
It was the only move. They talk about the optics of it. Ain't no optics. I tell you what, let's just say for the sake of argument, the Boston Celtics call him and say, you can have Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum for Russell Westbrook. Do you think they do that deal? They're not concerned about the optics. Let Portland say, okay, give us Russell, we'll give you CJ McCollum. They're not concerned about the optics. This is the only thing they can do. There's one other deal that can be made for Russell Westbrook. It's John Wall plus a first round pick. So in other words, they said, we'll take him off your hand, but you need to give us something extra to take him off your hands.
And the pick is in 2027. Yeah.
Because they got no picks until 2027.
All right.
So this notion about optics and how it's going to look, considering it's the only thing they can do. Mm. Nobody else is willing to trade for Russell Westbrook and really give them a value. Now, if you want a bunch of role players, yeah, somebody take Russ off your hands. But if you're trying to get a caliber player of Russ in return, ain't nobody doing that deal. There's only one deal that makes sense to everybody, but the Rockets says you got to sweeten the deal. You got to sweeten it, because think about it. They've already had Russell. They know what Russ is. They had him in Houston 2 years ago. It's not like, well, I don't know what Russ is. You just had him. Mm-hmm. And how did they get? They traded Russ for John Wall.
Mm-hmm. For John Wall.
John Wall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they got it. Mm-hmm. And so Skip, the optics of it, and you know, there is no optics in this. Mm. The fact of the matter is there's only one other deal that can be made, and the other team wants you to sweeten the pot in order for you to make the deal. Mm. So Russ is going to be there, and this is what we said, Skip. When you get something, it's okay, Skip, to buy a $50 million car, but you better hope somebody else won't it. I used to tell guys, Skip, when I was in the league, guys used to get cars. The big thing was get cars and put MCM or put your name in the headrest.
Yep.
I said, well, you better find somebody else that's named SS to buy it. Or you better find somebody else that's number 27 to buy that car. Because you putting all that stuff in there, you better find somebody else or you get a big diamond pendant.
Yep.
Bone crusher or heavy hitter. Well, you better find somebody else named heavy hitter too that want that chain or you just lost out. Mm. When you trade for a guy, Skip, you better find somebody else that's going to want him. Or guess what?
Mm.
You stuck like a song on repeat.
Yep.
And it's not a good one.
So, Shannon Sharp, I do agree with your premise. This is about optics. Okay? The optics concern one LeBron James. This isn't about Rob Pelinka or Jeannie Buss's optics. This isn't about we don't want to admit a mistake. We gave up too much for Russ to start with because they, I remind everybody, gave up Kuzma and Montrez and KCP and a first from last year that became the 22nd overall pick.
Right.
It wound up in Indiana. But again, that's how much they had to give up to get Russ back to them. But this is simply and purely about LeBron not wanting to admit publicly to a mistake, because it was LeBron who pushed for Russ. It's widely reported by everybody who covers that team. It was LeBron who derailed and vetoed the Buddy Hield deal, which was virtually done by Rob Pelinka. Yeah. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So LeBron doesn't want that egg on his face to say, yeah, I screwed up with Russ and we had to eat it.
Hold on. You're talking about the optics, but what about the audio? Mm. Can we not hear that Russ, they're trying to trade Russ? What about the audio? So the mere fact that they're trying to trade a guy that they just got 6 months ago, what about the optics of that?
Okay. Remember what Phil Jackson used to talk about that Russ is often guilty of? They're called CFUs, as in compound F-ups, right?
Yes.
This is going to be the ultimate CFU if you don't get rid of Russell Westbrook. If you hang on to him just because of stubborn pride or the way it would look or the optics or whatever you want to describe it as, you're just adding insult to injury, because you now have an escape hatch by which you can get rid of Russ. It doesn't matter what you get back.
Yes, it does.
Because you're basically trading problem for problem, except John Wall is way less of a problem than Russ has become.
Yeah, problem, because he can't stay on the court.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, because this is classic addition by subtraction.
Well, Skip, we're not that good.
You have completely condemned Russell Westbrook.
No, he's playing better now.
Playing better now? Oh, now you're just speaking like LeBron.
Playing better.
Okay, well, I told you from the start.
We shocked his conscience.
Oh, you did?
Come sit by me
and
watch them go play. My grandma, you said, boy, you don't know how to act? Well, sitting here with me and why your cousins and your brother out there playing.
Mm.
Okay, you don't know how to play? You going to keep turning the ball over? You ain't going to play any defense? Sit right here and watch Austin Reeves. Watch Stanley Johnson. Watch Malik Monk. Watch all those other guys.
Mm.
And he's sitting over there. I mean, the guy tripped out of bounds. Lip stuck out so far, tripped over his lip.
Mm.
Lips out there growing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do for that. Guess what he done since then? You see him? Okay.
I saw five more turnovers.
Yeah, we get your attention. He play a little better defense, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, play a little bit better.
I see little to no defense. I'm sorry. I see the same old Westbrook.
Skip, we're not trading Russ for John Wall and giving up a first-round pick. That's not happening. So stop trying to talk Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka, and whomever the decision-makers may be.
I'm trying to help you.
I don't want no help.
You got to get out from under.
Nope, we're gonna
keep promise you, if you cleared the decks of Russell Westbrook, all of a sudden you'd have a chance to go places.
Go where?
Go to the top of the Western Conference. You would be so much better with LeBron running the point, AD back at the five. They can pick and roll together. Get Russ out of there.
Okay.
He is liability.
How about this?
He has one big ability. It's called liability.
How about this? We'll trade Russ. Can we trade Russ to Orlando for Terrence Ross? Who else they got that can shoot the three?
No, nobody's going to do this. They're not going to take
it. Nobody was.
It's $44 million and $47 guaranteed next year.
Okay.
Only Houston would say, yeah, we'll do that.
But here's the thing, Skip. Someone wants to buy my house. Okay, I'll sell you the house, but you also got to throw your yacht in. What the hell is that?
Okay, but it's not a yacht.
Yes, it is.
2027.
Skip, we don't have any picks.
It's an unbuilt yacht.
Okay, let me ask you a question. LeBron is not going to be playing in 2027. We do know that. I feel very comfortable in saying LeBron James will be retired in 2027.
I don't know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact. Let's stop it. Man, they're going to be playing no 24th season.
I don't know. Brady did it. But again, LeBron is not Brady.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, I mean, 25 seasons. Stop. Skip, they play a different position. Stop.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is, Skip, it is not going to be easy to get up off him next year. They make it seem like, oh, it's because it's end of season and nobody wants to do anything. Hell, he got $47 million. This offseason is going to be hard to move him. You stop.
You got a way out.
We ain't got no way out.
You found a sucker. The Rockets. Suckers. Here. Yeah, take him back. Thank you. John Wall is a clutch client.
Okay.
Rich Paul, LeBron James, clutch client. You can maneuver this. You can navigate through it. Get out from under it. You can improve your team by getting rid of Russell.
Okay, give us D'Angelo Russell. We'll trade D'Angelo Russell.
Nobody's going to do any of that. Nobody will.
This is
craziness. Russell Westbrook, everybody sees he's just a mess. Like, nobody wants a part of that. It's widely reported nobody is interested in Russell Westbrook. He's a slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer that nobody wants.
Skip.
Except LeBron.
Only one team wanted him this offseason.
That's what I'm saying.
one team. And they found the one team.
Player.
They found the one team.
One man. One phony
guy. Rob did that deal.
No, he didn't. It was LeBron. No, nope, he wanted Buddy Hield. It was done.
Rob.
And I first guessed this. LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook because he could go two ways here, north or south. If it goes north, then he could say, look what I did with Russell Westbrook. Everybody else failed with him. Look who failed with him. KD failed with him. James failed with him.
Bradley Beal.
George, Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Kawhi didn't want him. Nobody wanted him. I took him under my wing, and I got the best out of Russ, and we won a ring together. That's number one. That's going north. Going south, if it goes south, which he knew deep down it would,
then he didn't know that.
He would have the ultimate scapegoat. The quote-unquote goat would have a scapegoat because Russ is the easiest target in sports. We do blooper reels of Russ.
Ain't no we, you. Okay. Ain't
okay.
No
I do blooper reels of Russ's turnovers and missed shots on a daily basis on this show.
Don't do it.
And we have put comedy music behind it. We have put circus music behind it because it's outrageously, egregiously wrong. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so you watch it and you say, what are you doing? You have gone completely over the edge. You have the worst hands of any quote-unquote point guard I have ever seen.
Right.
Okay? You make the worst decisions. You're the worst shooter. You're at the bottom of the barrel as a three-point shooter and a free throw shooter. Okay, it's liability. That's the only ability.
Well, let's just hope AD can stay healthy. LeBron continue his surge, what he's been doing, and Russ minimize his shot selections, and he does a better job of taking care of the basketball.
You're telling me he's just got to stay out of the way. That's what you say, right? Just stay out of the way.
Yes.
Just go over in the corner and just kind of stay over there.
Yeah.
Right? And it'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's
nah,
what
he,
you
got,
want?
He got to stay out of there, but, you know, we want to minimize his involvement. You know, I decided, like, okay, in high school, you had a team, you get on the project, and it's everybody wasn't going to get the A student. You weren't going to be in always in the A and B and get those. You had to get somebody you already know. You saw their grades, they're not doing much. So you minimize their involvement. Okay, you go get the cardboard, buy the glue, that's your involvement. Yeah. That's your participation in the project.
I got
and
it.
When we put this thing together, you'll get a good grade also, but always knowing that you were very, that you weren't heavily involved in
this. Okay, but the ultimate minimizing would be in Houston.
No.
Send him back.
No, Skip. See, you always trying to, I know what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to do it. I'm trying to help you.
I don't want your help because anytime you offer help, I already know.
I'm still thinking about the participation award. You're in the group, but you're not really participating, but you like are on the team. Mm-hmm. So you get the, okay, Shannon, it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he would feel about that comparison. No mercy.